from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting.
Here we are voting for a ceasefire that could have saved lives days ago.
A U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, as the U.N. Security Council unanimously demanded Saturday that all parties in Syria implement a nationwide ceasefire for at least 30 days and lift sieges on areas including eastern Ghouta. The International Rescue Committee reports that the approval for the ceasefire must be followed by steps on the ground.
It's still too early to judge whether there's any improvements on the ground. There have been reports that the bombardments have continued. I know, speaking to colleagues inside eastern Ghouta, that they are living in constant fear and they're worried that the next bomb might hit their home and kill their family.
Paul Donahoe is a senior media officer, Middle East, for the International Rescue Committee. The IRC has been providing aid support for several medical facilities inside eastern Ghouta.
People are in a medical emergency right now. We know that, unfortunately, more than a dozen hospitals seem to have been hit in the last week and put out of action. And you can just imagine the consequence of that for people who have been injured who are not able to receive medical treatment.
A video released by the Syrian Civil Defense, a group of responders known as the White Helmets, is said to show an injured child being rescued from the rubble of a building hit by shelling on Sunday. This one day into the ceasefire. The Central Committee of China's Communist Party has proposed removing term limits for the country's president and vice president from the Constitution, according to a report by the official Xinhua news agency. Now, the change would allow Chinese President Xi Jinping to remain in office beyond 2023. He has been president since 2013. This is VOA News. With a symphony orchestra, an explosion of fireworks, and rousing cheers from observing thousands, the International Olympics Committee declared the 2018 Winter Games closed on Sunday, hailing the Pyeongchang Olympics as the Games of New Horizons. In his speech at the Games closing ceremony, IOC President Thomas Bach praised North and South Korea for marching together during the opening ceremony.
With your joint march, you have shared your faith in a peaceful future with all of us. You have shown how sport brings people together in our very fragile world.
Bach handed the Olympic flag to the mayor of Beijing, which will host the next Winter Olympics in 2022. The Democratic minority on the U.S. House of Representatives Intelligence Committee on Saturday released a response to Republican charges that the FBI and Justice Department have abused the law in their investigation of possible ties between Russia and Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. The Democrats' 10-page memo is partially redacted form, calls an earlier Republican version a transparent effort to undermine the various investigative processes already underway. The chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Republican Devin Nunes, commented on the memo last week.
We want it out because we think it is clear evidence that the Democrats are not only trying to cover this up, but they're also colluding with parts of the government to help cover this up.
The Republicans contend that the FISA warrant that allows the FBI to surveil Carter Page, a Trump campaign operative, was politically motivated. Well, one of the revelations of yesterday's Democratic memo is that the four judges on the FISA panel who allowed the surveillance were all Republican-appointed judges. President Donald Trump said he's asked the Pentagon to stage a military parade in the nation's capital on Veterans Day. The president said he might change his mind about the parade if it costs too much. His own budget director, Mick Mulvaney, estimated the cost at anywhere between $10 and $30 million. South Korean officials say the North is open to talks with the United States despite the latest bellicose announcements from Pyongyang. The South Korean presidential office said that the comment was made in a meeting between President Moon Jae-in and the North Korean delegation to the Winter Olympics, and that both sides agreed that the inter-Korean relations and North Korea-U.S. relations should go hand in hand. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.